Tune into Life That Does Live here on Hump Day After Dusk. Yeah. So, yeah, man. I'm glad to have you guys. Appreciate the love. Appreciate having you. But, man, it's another great show. I'm just glad to get back in the groove of doing both my Monday and Wednesday shows. Man, it's like sometimes I'll be out, like I'll be having to do so much, and it's like, oh my God, I got to get geared up, and I want to bring you guys, come hard when I bring you these shows. So sometimes I take a necessary day off and reflect and just breathe and get ready, because it's not about how many shows you do, it's about the quality of them. And that's something I continuously see wrong with a lot of people when it comes to any part of the industry, whether it's the modeling industry, the radio industry, shoot, business, whatever, or just your everyday life. People are so enamored with quantity instead of quality. And that's that's a very important distinction to make, man, because just like I always say, it's because you got all these doggone followers don't mean nothing if only 10, 20 people liking your stuff. And then, you know, you got 100,000 some odd followers and you barely get a comment. When you get a comment, it's just thirsty comments. It's not constructive comments. It's helping you get constructive critiques, or it's not from people that's investing in your career. So you got to learn is stop just relying on the likes. Convert some of those likes and convert some of those comments into people that's going to support what you got going on. And that's what I always try to do, man. Like, I try, whenever I see people comment on my posts, I try to address them. And I know some people say you can't address everybody, but it's key that you do, because it's just like how right now we're voting. Although, to a degree, yes, it is about quantity when it comes to voting. It's all about quality, too, because if the stuff you're talking about is no quality, then people aren't going to really resonate with you. And you're not, and that quantity is not going to be, no, you can see all these poll numbers, but when it comes time to vote, all those people are going to vote for you. It is the same thing.
Said it was for him. Okay, I know that was jamming and all. I know that was jamming and all, but as I said, that was a little taste while we was going through some technical difficulties. You know how we got to deal with here on Blog Talk Radio sometimes. It was that ghetto. But I love y'all, Blog Talk. Don't do nothing to me. So, yes, man, welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. We got a very, very special guest in the building with me today. Representing that Funky Town.
Hey,
you know what I'm talking about? Welcome to the show, my girl, Kedasia. What's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
I'm doing all right. I can't complain. You know, I'm living, I'm not broke. Well, not yet, but I'm not broke, so I'm good.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
But, oh, man, it's a pleasure to have you. It's always great when I get to have people in my own area that I'm interviewing and also working with, man. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity.
And I am going to call y'all out a little bit. I'm going to show y'all love and call y'all out all on the same show. So y'all buckle y'all seatbelts for that.
Okay.
Y'all know I'm very fair. I'm calling you out as much as I give you praise. So yes, buckle y'all seatbelts.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, like what made you get into the modeling industry? Because I know it's every girl. There's always some dude that use a pickup line, girl, you should model, you know, they say that. But what made you want to get in the modeling industry and then really take it serious?
I mean, like, I've really been doing this my whole life, really. Since I was about 6 or 7, I started, like, modeling and doing fashion shows for the Sears ads and stuff like that. So this is, like, you know, normal for me. And as I grew up, people would tell me, oh, you should be a model. You're really pretty and you're really tiny and skinny. You should be a model. So, I mean, I looked into it a lot. I did it before, so.
Most definitely. I mean, like you said, again, go back to what I was talking about, you were talking about modeling and about how, you know, like you said, you've been modeling since you were 6. And then you decided to start taking it serious on adult side, too.
Yeah.
And people have just been telling you that. But, again, you know, what makes you stand out and what makes you not let because in today's world, you know, we call a lot of them Instagram models and stuff because a lot of girls, they just want to – they're not really about the work. They're just about taking the pictures so they can put them on Instagram, get likes and thoughts. So, you know, what set you apart from that?
I mean, I stand out because I can do it all. I can do anything. You know, you put me on a task and it's going to get done exactly how you would want it or even better. Like, you know, that's how I stand out from the crowd. That I get chosen from the crowd because I'm that one that can do whatever y'all need me to get done. Like, so that's how I think I can stand. That's how I think I stand out from the crowd.
Okay, most definitely. Yeah, because I noticed that, man. It's like, not like, again, I was trying to talk about a little bit earlier in the show, like you, and a lot of people don't get this, being approachable and being serious. Because, I mean, it's people like you right away, bam, you were serious, you weren't bullshitting. And yes, people, we can't cuss here on the show in case you didn't know. You weren't bullshitting. And you were straight to the point, man, because a lot of times people do this song and dance and like, okay, and they don't read. Now they have read stuff. Like you,
yeah.
Right away, you got everything without me having to hold your hand and pretty much repeat myself over and over again. And,
nah, like,
I don't know,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just something that I really want to get into. And if I can get an opportunity, I'm going to take it full speed. That's what you should do. I had a great opportunity last year, too, when I worked with Shanna and the Sirens. I did a lot. I went to a lot of video shoots. I went out of town. I did a couple of photo shoots. It was a pretty good opportunity, and then it just it happened, you know, a minor setback, you know, kind of happened, and I had to step away from that crowd a little bit. That's my
point. Well, definitely. Okay, but no, I mean, I feel the minor setbacks. I mean, we all have them. But it's about how you bounce back, and that's what makes you, that's what makes people respect you more, is that you can show people, yeah, you're going to have bumps in the road throughout your career, but can you bounce back in the midst of it?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm bouncing back, getting back into it.
Because I believe, especially, I'm pretty sure you can got some homegirls or some associates. I won't call my homegirls, but some associates that have seen your work go, ooh, girl, I need to get in front of the camera. And they don't realize, again, what I keep saying, you're going to keep hearing me say this a lot during the show, the behind-the-scenes work it takes to get there, and not only just do the work, but pushing yourself and promoting yourself. And how often do you have to deal with that, like, you know, with people? Do you deal with that quite often?
To work with other people?
Well, no, as far as dealing with people that's, you know, that envy what you're doing but not really serious about wanting to take it on as a craft.
Yes, a lot of girls, a lot of girls come up to me and like, oh, what do you do, and is it fun, and, you know, how long have you been doing it, and who all takes your pic? That's really all they want to know, who takes your pictures. That's all they want to know, who take my pictures. So I guess they can take theirs, but it's more to that, because it's not – some photographers I do reach out to, and then it's some photographers that reach out to me. So it's not like that I just pinpoint everybody that I just want to take my pictures. And, you know, so that's all really what they be wanting to know. It's not – they don't want to know the background, how I get into it, and what – you know, they just want to know, oh, who takes your pictures? They're pretty, you know, basics.
Right. It's, and again, I just love the people that look at y'all, the ones that's serious, and yeah, I deal with the people that's not serious. Again, just want to get some pictures up so they can put some fake ass booking information on their Instagram and get likes. Oh my God. And I hate, and then let me also send a shout out to some of these managers out here. Y'all despicable, man. Y'all despicable. Y'all make stuff harder than it need to be for some of these models. All this try hard stuff, man. Like, you don't got to be an asshole to be a manager. But that's neither here or there. So, like, as far as the photo shoot you've done so far, like, what's been your favorite photo shoot you've done?
I mean, well, I haven't been published. Still working on it. All what I have done was through the, you know, Shanna Siren. So she knows pretty much all of that information on that.
But the public scene, that's going to change soon. Wink, wink, people. Which, by the way, which is going to be some shameless plugging for me for a second, but. No, I mean, as far as you going into this photo shoot where, you know, you're getting ready, this will be your first time being published with our magazine, Human Cameras Magazine, you know, what's like your thoughts going into it, knowing that, man, this is my first opportunity to actually get my work published?
I mean, it's a wonderful opportunity to me. I mean, I'm going to put my all into it, and hopefully I can get, you know, book somewhere else, and somebody else publish me in their magazine.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't get, man. People pay attention. They folks think because I'm down to earth and I'm low key I don't know who pay attention is, and they think if it's not just people here in the area, oh, okay, no. It's people that most of the people that support me, sad to say, are not even in Fort Worth. It's really sad to say.
Yeah.
Which I said again, like I was talking about earlier about praising Fort Worth and bringing them down at the same time. You know first thing. Sometimes here in Fort Worth, man, it's a lot of crabs in the barrel. And it don't make no sense because right now it's the time for us to win. I mean, look at this. All these artists in this area that's starting to win, I mean, and it's crazy. You can go to a club, and most of the music that people want to hear now in the spots right here is Fort Worth music.
Yeah.
Like, they really want to hear Fort Worth music. Like, I know you know that one song that every time I come on, man, I get live, man. I'm like, what the heck? Why is this song getting me live every time I hear it? Like, automatic turn up. Boom, when the boom come on, I'm like, I go into a whole other mode, man. I mean,
boom, you like? Which one? The one by Yeah Yeah?
Oh, damn. You really gonna ask? We gonna ask Dad? Look, y'all see how she interviewed me, right? You don't put me in the spot like that. That was smooth. That was smooth. She interviewed.
Like
she got
though.
Me.
I'm doing both, though. I like both. I'm with both artists. I don't pick a side. I like both.
Yo, I said, don't do this to me, man. You know, people gonna go back and go, oh, man, you said. okay. I know they ready. Somebody waiting. They waiting for that kind of question to come up. But then again, this show, I keep it real. Oh, well. Because I can't ask y'all to answer tough questions and me not answer them. Personally, I don't know, I like Yayo's better.
Oh, me too.
I'm going to be honest about it. I like Yayo. I like, but see, the thing is, I heard Spud Boom after
though.
I heard
he
Yayo.
Boom, yeah, he made a boom. But Yayo came with some of the harder, but
I heard his first, so that's really what it's all about. Sometimes you hear something first, it's stuck in your head, and so now it's hard for the other one to get as much love, but you still like it. But they got other songs. But the good thing is they got other songs I can still rock to. That's not the same. That's not a variation of each other. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, taking off. He's taking off. On that piss and all that. But coming up, though, I mean, yeah, Fort Worth finna take off. That's how I'm looking at it. Fort Worth, the city finna be on the map. That's all I got.
I know people that's in other areas listening, like, they tell me all these Fort Worth artists.
Yeah, all right, I just tell
you something. But, no, I mean, that's same with the models, man. I mean, I just want this city to finally dispel this whole crap that, because, yeah, it's crabs in a barrel in every city. It's crabs in a barrel in Atlanta, although people want to act like if you go to Atlanta, it's the magical land of make-believe, and it makes everything perfect.
Moving to Atlanta. I think I need to go. Nah.
Yeah, I've been listening to people that, yeah, man, if you move to Atlanta, yeah, man, they support you, man. All right, y'all going to quit telling that lie. I didn't talk to people that live in Atlanta that say stop believing that magical lie. The thing is, it's not about you moving to Atlanta. It's more about it's the new kid on the block syndrome, people. Like, when you're a fresh face and you're from somewhere else, people are going to tend to gravitate to you because you're not from the area.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you just moving to Atlanta. It's about you. You can go to any other area and do that. It's all about you being from somewhere else and moving there. That's what is helping you out.
Yeah.
And the models, man, getting the modeling scene. I want to see the modeling scene win. There's a lot of photographers that I've been blessed to deal with through this magazine stuff, and just with linking models with. And I just want people to win. But hey, sometimes some people don't want the same for you. It's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. And I'm not gonna name any names. Of some of the people who are those people that go in that category are the ones who don't want you to win, because I call that free promotion, and I don't promote people who don't give a damn about me for free. Now, you pay me. I do all the promote you want to do. You hate me all you want, but at least I'm getting that check. So,
yeah.
But, man, like, what's some of the stuff you want to do, like, going forward in modeling? Well, like, what's, like, some of the ideas you really want to, like, take on?
I mean, I want to do more videos, like, being more videos and, you know, of course, more photo shoots. fashion.
No, like the photo. Give us an idea of like a photo shoot idea you want to do. Like, if you could think of like the outfit, the theme of it, everything. Like, what's something you really want to tackle?
I would do like a vintage, like an 80s vintage theme. We're already doing the fitness coming up, so I do like African jungle queen type of thing.
So you do that. I got people that jump right on that. You're about this. I got some people in North Carolina that will support that. So yeah. Okay.
I do alter ego body painting.
Oh, body painting, man. I'll tell you, I was talking to a person last week about that. Body painting is fun, and I mean that it's fun and not fun at the same time, because the not fun part is taking it back off and waiting for it to be put on you. It's that long amount of time of having to wait for it to be put on you is just craziness. But, yeah, once it's there, it's great. It's just the fact you got to wait, man. Goodness. And what's some of the experiences? Because people, I'm not gonna just talk about all the great stuff. I'm gonna talk about some of the bad stuff, so people understand that. What's like some of the bad experiences you've had while modeling that you wish you could, that you learned from, and kind of wish you could take it back.
I mean, you're gonna meet like a whole bunch of pretend photographers that like pretend that they. I don't really know how to explain it. You're going to run into a lot of people that say they take pictures and that say that they'll pay you, but they really don't. But they really don't end up doing it, and it'll end up being a totally different situation,
Oh,
but
I know.
You always have to have a manager, and you always have to have somebody with you at all times, at every photo. Well, it depends. Like, once you get up there and, it's more professional, you might not have to take anybody to every photo shoot. But, like, when you know down and trying to get up there, you might want to have that one person with you at all your photo shoots, video shoots, anything that you do that you got booked for, or, stuff like that. I always have a manager on your team, because, they're going to be on it regardless. They're going to do their job, a manager is. But if you by yourself, you have to do everything, plus live life and do this. And, it's like triple the work. But, I mean, if you want it, you'll get it. That's what I'm doing. But I'm in search of a manager at the time right now.
Okay. Noting that. But, speaking for a manager role's point of view, and again, y'all know how I am. I'm very open about stuff with this when it comes to career side. Again, man, because I would tell you this so you learn and not make the mistake. Your manager is only as good as you are, as your work ethic is. Your work ethic sucks. Your manager can put you in all the opportunities in the world, can link you with that, but if your work ethic sucks, or if you no show to a lot of them, then it's going to screw you. Then it kind of disenfranchises you. Like, man, do I even want to keep working this hard and keep finding opportunities? So I'm giving you that word of advice. Take the bull by the horns, and just when you get a manager, just go hard, man. And even though you're a manager, still don't allow them to have to do all the work. Like, they're there to help you, but you still want to have your hands in getting stuff done too. But now, so another thing I want to ask too, because that was very good, like you were talking about, yeah, photographers. I mean, not all photographers do that, because I know from a standpoint, man.
Yeah, not all of them do.
Because some models, they come on to you.
Yeah.
And it's weird. Now, it's weird. Like, some models, if you don't flirt with them, they kind of think that, oh, they feel kind of disinterested if you too business-oriented, and you bam. You laugh and stuff, but you kind of just straight to the point. I've been trying to be straight to the point sometimes, man, because I know everybody's time is precious, and I don't be having time to waste, man. People who want to do all this, text them and text them mean things. It's like, man, just get to the point. So if I'm cool with somebody, that's one thing. But I'm just first dealing with you, man. I ain't for telling you about all my business like that, man. That's craziness. Like, they want to ask you your dating profile. So, you got a man, you got women, yeah, all that nonsense. Man, that's crazy. But, no, nah, so a little bit more I want to throw at you. So, I'm going to throw some non-modeling questions at you because, you know, that's just something the people that's listening that might be, they might want to be nosy and digging that too. So, I'm going to help them get in your business. So, first question I have for you is, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
The most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me.
And that doesn't have to be modeling, it's period.
Okay, in elementary, I was walking down the hallway. I was running down the hallway in the class that was just getting let out or whatever. Not elementary, but the class was just getting let out. And then I was running too fast and ran right past the door as a teacher was opening the door, and they saw it right open and hit me right dead smack in the middle of my head. And I blacked out. I'm so small, so, like, the impact of the door, and I was running so fast. Like, I guess I was so fast, and they opened the door so fast. At the same time, boom, and I just blacked out. I just remember it happened around, you know, lunchtime, and I didn't wake up till after school, so it had to be something. That was the most embarrassing thing. Everybody was in the hallway, like, the bell rang, boom, everybody was out, and it just happened.
So is that how they carried the song, boom, because we're talking about when you got hit by the door?
I guess you could say I originated the song, but... I want to be, you know. I'm sorry to be behind that.
That's how they made the song go. Okay, I knew there was something, man. It was about when you got hit by that door. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I hit that girl with that boom.
Yeah.
Woo, man. Petty Wednesday. He just turned into Petty Wednesday.
Petty Wednesday.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I'm out for it.
Oh man, y'all, man. Oh God, I'm now, you know, I'm gonna use that against you now, right? I'm gonna bring that up a whole
lot. My family don't run.
Every time I read that song, I'm gonna go, with that boom.
I'm gonna know
exactly. Oh God. Oh, that's funny. Oh. Oh my God. The tears, man, the tears in my eyes. Okay, okay, so for the nosy people out there, are on a dating scene, are you single? Are you mingling? What's the deal?
I am single, but I've been seeing this guy for a little time now. So, you know, I'm not on the dating scene. It's not official.
You're testing out the vehicle, make sure it's everything's turning right before you make the purchase.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, yes. I understand. I'm on the same page to an extent.
Yes. I wanna give myself
anything
that's gonna, you know, eventually not work.
Yeah, I mean, I salute you for that. That's admirable because everybody, especially, you know, Valentine's Day was just around the corner. Everybody went pretending in a relationship.
Man, I don't want to pretend. If it's not real, it's not me.
Nah. You know? Right. And everybody, I mean, I hate all these people that be on Facebook and, I wish I had a man for Valentine's Day. All that, man. Just go have a good time, man. And a lot of times, that'd be their own doing. They'd be all that complaining, But sometimes just go on a date and shut the hell up.
Yeah.
If they spend the same energy they did whining on Facebook and going out there and going into the world and talking to people, they would get more done.
Yeah.
But who am I? I'm just Seti J.
I'm not too social either, but it'll get better.
Yes. We're going to pray for these children. All right, so another question for you. And since, because every Wednesday we call it Hump Day After Dusk, and it's not just because it's Hump Day Wednesday, but we call it Hump Day because it's a little inside joke where we talk about people humping each other, all that good stuff. What's the craziest place you ever did something sexual at?
Oh, the craziest place. I guess you could.
Don't
say
Chuck E. Cheese.
No. My partner's parents' bedroom.
In the bedroom.
Not my parents' bedroom, but their parents' bedroom.
How did this come about? Cause y'all trifling in their bedroom, really?
I don't even know how it came about. I really didn't know it was. I didn't know that it was his parents' bedroom, but he did type stuff. But
mm-hmm.
I guess that
you know
was
what?
Only...
We still finna give you these. We gotta give you them. Here we go. We gotta give you some crickets. We gotta give you some crickets for that.
It wasn't my fault.
I'm gonna pray for y'all. Then desecrated somebody. His parents' bedroom. Trifling. My last question for you, for my second to last question. If you had 24 hours to live from this point on forward, how would you spend those 24 hours? What's some of the crazy things you would do?
Is it look like what's some of the craziest things I do? I don't know
what's
the crazy thing I would do.
Like skydiving. I've heard people say they would
I'm scared of that.
Do a police chase. I've heard some crazy things.
No, I hate the government. Oh, let me not say that. I guess you can say, but I don't
know. I'll be saying the free stuff, but I mean, man, we don't hate it. We just hate at certain aspects. We're not going to be
I don't hate them. I just hate with them. I guess you could say I hate with them. I would buy the most expensive car and just ride around town and just, you know, just chill, you know, do me. Anybody that know me, they know I do me, yeah? That's the crazy. I guess that's the crazy thing I can do. Right? How do I turn them off?
And then, like your last minute, you'll get hit by a door, and then that's it.
That's it. Bam. He's trying to be funny. Yeah, look, boom. He's trying to be funny. Yeah, boom. Yes.
Oh man. Yeah. All right. So my last question, like what? What's some of the projects we can look forward to coming up for you for the rest of this year that you already know about?
I have a fitness photo shoot coming up that I know for sure. I'm hoping to do a Black History Month photo shoot. I've never did one, and I'm really interested in doing one. So I would really like to do one. Commercials and fashion shows and stuff like that. I want to get into more of that. But I don't have anything booked, you know. I'm trying to get booked. Book me or whatever.
Well, that's what you don't do. We don't. So there y'all go. I got the information. Y'all book her. She's out here working.
Again, I'm in search of a manager or whatever. I need one of those.
Okay, I mean, y'all paying into that too. She need a manager. She need a real manager. Don't just be a person, you know, just because you think you are, you know, be serious. Yeah, we're just going to put that out there. How can everybody, as we like to call on her, how can everybody stalk you? Where can they go?
They can follow me on Twitter at Trilldaisia, TRILLDAISA. On Instagram at Kidaisia Tesha, KEIDAISATESHA. And on Facebook at Kidaisia T. Caraway, KEIDAISA. CARRAWAY.
I want to see. I've been wondering if you're related to another Caraway I know.
What's the name?
I think her name started with an A.
Angela Caraway?
Yes,
that's my aunt.
Ah, okay. See, I wasn't crazy. It's like, I know another Caraway.
Yeah.
Like, I went to school.
Follow me on Snapchat at Trilldaisia, TRILLDAISA. I follow back on all of those websites.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to add you on. I think I got you on Snap, but I'm going to add you. I'll add you on there. So, bam.
Okay. I enjoyed you. You are super funny. Like, you are super funny.
I'm all right. No, I can't. I'm not going to give myself too much credit.
You funny. But, you be all up in a nigga business. But,
you heard me cuss a million times, so you good.
Okay.
I didn't cuss a million times. That's a lot of people like it. Come on here. It's unapologetic, uncensored radio.
I enjoyed y'all. I keep saying y'all. I'm from Texas, so I say y'all.
Y'all.
I say y'all because I'm from Texas. But I enjoyed you and everybody out there listening.
Yes, everyone listening, man. Y'all support her, man. She's working. And I'm going to say something. You said something the other day on Facebook I wanted to definitely point out that I agree with 100%. Man, these inboxes, bro, like...
My goodness.
Goodness, man, like, seriously. Don't be just, like, wasting time in the inbox.
People inbox me, oh, my goodness, they are so disrespectful. But it's okay, you know, I got to learn to, you know, look over that. That's something I got to learn. I got to learn, you know, to accept some of the stuff people are going to say because it's going to be harsh, it's going to be stupid, it's going to be dumb. Daddy talked about Jesus. You know, so, hey, I'm going to make it.
You probably have people, you need to put some clothes on.
That. Why are you naked? And, oh, my goodness, you shouldn't. Do you have a son? And I do have a son, and he's 1 year old. He's not aware of anything that I'm doing. And when he do get, you know, when he does get aware of what I am doing, he going to understand I'm a model. So, you know, I'm not really worried about all that, but, you know.
No, I think this is a problem. A lot of people they associate with thinking that if you show in your skin that, oh, you must be out here being a thot. And it's not like that. It's a lot of chicks that do high fashion that's sucking dick for some truck fit, but you didn't hear that from me.
Yeah. I'm trying to come out with my own clothing myself, and that's probably gonna be soon. I'm getting, you know, photo shoots or whatever, and as I do that, I might model a couple of my, you know, T-shirts and, you know, pants or whatever, but I'm trying to get into that, too. I'm going to school for business fashion design.
Hey, I'm going to say right here in the air, and for the people that's also listening to in the podcast, playbacks as well, and y'all know me. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. Like, this girl here is an example of the people I like dealing with. I mentioned that earlier in the show about, and I don't just be saying this because people come on the show. No, I be saying this. I give the accolades to the people who earn them. And from day one of dealing with her, again, on point was, you know, was very strategic. It wasn't just having to chase her down to actually, you know, she had questions for me and I had a question for her. We just kind of made it happen. So support, man, support people like that. I can't stress that enough. Support them. Cannot stress it enough. So yes, man, it was a blessing to have her on today. And yeah, I definitely support Khadijah, man. She's making a lot of things happen, and she's very focused, man. And I saw, there she go. I got it back too. Mine's well. I mean, we got about 6 minutes. Mine's will keep on the rest of the show, but nah, man. Again, I appreciate you for being focused from day one, because I really get agitated, and people know how I do, man. I let y'all into my brain a lot, and one of the things I get discouraged about sometimes is I want to work with more models in my area.
Yeah.
I deal with people in Dallas, in Denton, but I want to deal with more people here in Fort Worth and deal with them on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But sometimes people be acting all Hollywood, and it's annoying.
Can't act Hollywood when you local, but you don't learn that until you get big. But, hey, you know, you gotta. It's all about mindset and growing. I'm learning. I learned that the hard way. I learned how to, you know, accept, you know, what people give me.
Right, loyalty. Everybody's want to say it was preached this thing about loyalty, but they not really loyal. That's another thing that pisses me off.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, man. Like people know from first day here, you in this industry. And you support me hard, I'm going to support you hard.
You are, yeah.
Simple
no.
as that.
That's just
simple.
How I
go. You're going to have a lifetime person that's going to support you. You're going to matter. You're going to be like, you're going to get annoyed by the fact that, dang, this dude, he got another opportunity for me. He got another opportunity for me. Because I go with people that support me, they don't have nothing to worry about. Because I'm going to beat them to the punch every time, make sure things get done, and help them get in the right spot. So, trust me, man, just keep doing what you're doing, and people going to recognize, man. People are going to recognize. Cause every time, like, this, and I watch people, because I'm not just boasting, just saying this for no reason, but when people find out, oh, you got published, oh, you're in the magazine, and, you know, there's going to be some people trying to figure out how they can get in it, but they're going to be, and I'm going to keep it on 100, they're going to be on some a-hole stuff and not really be down to earth how you were and actually getting the work done. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
And also not be sitting there and giving you the runaround. Like, you were straight to the point and punctual about it. So people take notes, man. Like, again, for a word, we can only support. I support my city, but I'm only supporting people that's going to support me. Cause I've done that too many times. Where I'm supporting people that don't give a damn about what the hell I got going on. So,
yeah,
it is what it is. And shoot, you gotta, and people use the excuse because they got. And then other thing, you know, y'all know you got some more tea to throw out there on y'all, but. You know, some people make the excuse, oh, well, I got a child and all this, but I the whole time, I never heard you once make a complaint or make any excuses that, oh, because you got a kid that you can't work hard and get this stuff done. No. People got to stop doing that, man. Like, yes, you want to do for your child, but you still, at the end of the day, in order for you to be in a happy, sustainable mindset when it comes to dealing with your child, you got to do something to make you happy. So that's pretty much what's on my brain. You got any last words you want to say that you just really want to let off your chest as you get ready to close out here?
I mean, I just really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show tonight, you know, whatever, and hope to get more photo shoots, you know, get a manager or whatever out there and stuff.
It's definitely... We'll definitely talk more stuff. Y'all, you know how I do. I'll be chatting with you. So, people. Again, supporter, 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 supporter. She's serious and she's trying to get stuff done. And your person is trying to get stuff done, then, hey, this is who you want to deal with. So, yeah, man, y'all, I'm going to remind y'all. See, I say y'all, too, so you ain't got to feel bad. So, y'all, go check out the, you want to listen to the show, you missed it, go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. Look for the episode that says Life at the Dust Live, Kadeja. And when you also look for the Kadeja show, look for it on iTunes by going to Dust Spot Radio Network on iTunes. Yes, it is free to listen to the show on there. Yes, it is free to listen to the show on the Stitcher app. Yes, it is free to listen to the show on the TuneIn Radio app. We're everywhere, man. We're trying to tell you, we're everywhere. And if you're in the industry, make sure you go join DustSpot.com, which is where Kadeja is at as well. She's actually an active member. Shout out to active members that are just signing up and not doing shit. That shit drives me fucking insane. Like, you can't wait. You can't sit there and complain. Ain't nobody paying just what you're doing if you ain't posting shit. So, yes, I'm calling you out. If you're listening and that fits you, it's that yes, you should feel bad. Don't just be waiting for people. Take the bull by the horns and actually be proactive. All right, y'all, we rolling on out, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life at Dust Live, your boy, Setty J. And I got a public service announcement I give y'all every Wednesday. If you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly.
Yes,
all right. Oh, I would say that because I mean that in more ways than one.
Yeah.
Don't be out here thotting. I mean, it's a long, they take that how they want to take it. So, again,
thank you for having
me. No problem. I'm going to hit you up after this. So, yeah, man, y'all, we out. Peace.
Bye-bye. Bye. 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 Bye.